Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Robert?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Robert. My name is Tina. I'm in the billing department. How may I help you?
I'm just returning the call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I reached out to you earlier regarding your account and the past due balance. You had signed up for an automatic renewal each month on the 16th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to that date. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got a text right before you called in that you were wanting to close the account. What's going on? Were you...
Well, I'm unhappy with all... Oh, I'm so unhappy with my fucking internet right now, so.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that.
I can't even get on my laptop at home, so I'm just frustrated. I'm just stopping everything until I get it figured out, and then I'm going to restart it.
Okay, so let me give you some options, because with our program, yes, we promote your business online, but you don't ever have to go on the internet to benefit from this program. All you have to do is answer the phone when people call you, and I know that you're going to answer your phone.
Well, here's the issue. My phone, here's the issue. In the last 7 months, my phone has rang twice because of my online presence. Up until a week ago, I hired somebody else. I was on the fifth page of gutters people in Eugene Springfield area. No one ever sees me. So I paid them some money and boom, within 3 days I was on the first page, third person in line. I've had 2 calls in 3 days.
Interesting. What company is that?
Just a marketing company back east.
A marketing company, but okay, because here's what I'm seeing. I'm on your dashboard, okay, and I'm showing that in the time that you've been with us, you've had 261 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads that we're running, okay, and then on Google, your company has been found an additional.
I don't even know how to do that.
No, because we run the ads for you. So if somebody
if someone clicks on it, I have no idea how to respond to a click or know what a click is on my end.
Oh, well, we sent you the login to the dashboard. I can send it to you again if you like, just so that you have it. But again, you don't ever have to go on the dashboard to benefit from this. All you have to do is answer the phone. So the dashboard tracks it if someone clicks on the dashboard, but it doesn't necessarily give you the information. The only information that you would get is when people call you, right? Unless they fill out a lead on your website, then you would get that. So for instance, let's say that somebody sees you on the first page of Google. Most people, they're going to click to call you right away, or they're going to go to your website for immediate contact, right? But there will be some rare occurrences where they can't call you because they're at work or they're with family. So in those rare occurrences, they'll just fill out the contact form on your website, and you'll get notified that there's a lead coming through the site, okay? So that's happened a couple of different times. Gail Keeble back in December, she's on 600 Dale Cooney Road. Sean on 8179 Lost Creek Road in Dexter. Steve.
That's
one
of the ones I got.
Right. That came as a result of this program. But those are far and few between where they fill that out. Most people don't fill that out because they've already talked to you, right? There's a Steven at 133 62nd Place, a Deb McDaniel at 11372 Evergreen Drive. So if there's a company back east that contacted you and said, they're not doing anything for you, spend more money with us and we're going to get your phone ringing. A lot of scam companies are calling out and they're saying that. And then what happens is when you spend money with them, you're actually throwing money down the toilet because they can't do anything with your Google listing because they don't have access to it. And I don't see in your notes that any company back east or anywhere else in the nation has contacted Local Splash to gain access to your Google page. So that's a big concern to me, because I don't know who you paid or how much you paid them, but they can't do anything with your Google page. They also can't create a new one for you, because that's a duplicate, and that would throw your listing that you have into suspension immediately, and it would hurt your rankings. So, you know, that's something that you have to be very, very careful with. You know, there's those companies out there that'll call you and promise you the moon and the stars, and behind the scenes, they're a scam. They're going to just take your money, and they're not going to deliver. Okay? So be very, very careful with them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I'm so fucking not sure what to do now, because I've, anyways, 249.
Yes, but I want to give you an option, because you've been with us for 6 months. I don't think you need the Facebook ads anymore, and here's why. The Facebook ads are excellent in the beginning to jumpstart your results and get you some traction a little bit quicker. Now that you're ranking on Google and you have that strong presence, I think if you take them off, you're not going to really feel a strong impact. So $100 of that $249 goes to Facebook to run those ads. So I can take those off if you like, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. And like I said, the reason I don't think that that's going to really impact you that much is that 87% of consumers, when they do a search, they'll hire off the first page of Google, right? So there's only 13%. If you look at Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, you take all those other directories and put them into one bucket, combined, they're only getting 13%. So, you know, now that you're having a good placement on Google, I don't think it's going to even impact you if you took those off. And that way you can save a little bit of money in the interim, too. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, if you want to keep them on there, you know, I can. But I think that you'd probably be okay to take them off if you like.
Yeah, take them off, I guess.
Okay,
yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah.
That'll say, yeah, I say try it this way, Robert. The nice thing about the Facebook ads is you could always add them down the road if you change your mind. It's the Google listing that's exclusive. We work with one company per category per area, but the Facebook ads, you can start and stop at any time. So for the $149, is there a different payment method that you'd like to use? Because this one says it's restricted.
Yeah, I changed credit cards because I had everybody and their dog was fucking pulling money out of my accounts, and I just
Okay.
Stop.
A favor. When those scams.
I mean, there's three marketing companies that's taking money from me, so.
So moving forward, It will hurt you if you have more than one company working on the Google listing at a time. So I don't see that anyone else has gained access as of yet, which is good. So if anybody else calls you and says there's any problems with the Google listing or anything like that, know that they're a scam company because they haven't called us and tried to get access. But if you ever want to be sure, we have a security question and answer on file for you, which is your first pet's name, and the answer is JJ. So you can always say, like, look, the marketing firm that's handling my Google listing has access to my security question and answer. Can you confirm it? And if they can't confirm it, just politely hang up on them. Because, you know, if they had access to it, they would be the ones that are handling it. You know what I mean? Or you can say, Tina at Local Splash is handling it. You have to talk to her. They're a scam company, so they're not going to talk to me. But it's, again, it's a nice way for you to save your time and energy and not have to talk to them and just kind of defer that information.
What do you know about straight marketing LLC?
Never heard of them. And that's a big concern to me because I've been doing this for almost 14 years, and our company's been in business for 20 years. So when I hear of a company that I've never heard of, sometimes it's a Mickey Mouse company where it's two guys in a basement that gets together and tries to do programming or outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, you know?
Okay.
So I've never heard of them, actually. Let me look on their site real quick.
Well, they got me for like fucking $1,700.
Oh no! How long?
But they got me on the first. They got me on the first page of Google.
You know what they probably did is they probably just did Google pay-per-click ad. So with a Google pay-per-click ad, they can send $1,700 to Google, and let's say Google charges $30 per click. So they do, you know, $30 per click, get you on the first page of Google, your phone starts running very quickly, and then when that $1,700 runs out, they're going to call you to replenish that bucket, and then it gets very, very expensive. So that's why those companies that do the pay-per-click campaigns, they're usually big corporations that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget.
I have not heard of any pay-per-click thing from any of my marketing people.
Okay, good. I hope that's not what they're doing, but just in
now,
case
the one
I
thing
do
I do know
mm-hmm.
One thing I do know, I did sign up for with Home Advisor Angie Leads last okay. August.
Yes.
And that cost me some money, and they fucking dumped fucking 10 leads a day on me and ran and I couldn't fucking answer. I was working, so I missed 99% of them.
Oh, and they charged you even though you missed them?
Yeah. Yeah, they charged me for all of them.
I thought you're only supposed to get charged if you like contact them. I'm surprised that they One thing I know about that company, because we deal with a lot of their clients, is they are good at crediting you back if you call them.
No, they're
I
not.
I think it's hard to manage sometimes if it happens all the time like that, right?
No, they would send me two leads,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
One of them, the first one was a plumbing company, and the lady that answered the phone had no idea what I was talking about or who I was or why I was calling. And the other one never, it was just a phone, it went to a message, I left a message, no call back, nobody ever calls me back. It's like they're dead end lines, and so I called them up and said, yeah, look, both them leads were bogus leads. So they said, oh, we'll send you two more leads. So they sent me two more leads. One of them was 2 years old, the lead was, a 2 year old lead. They, oh, we had that done 2 years ago. And then I call them back up.
So
and say, yeah,
they're getting tricky. They're not crediting you back anymore. They're just offering to send you more leads to replace the leads, but then the more leads they send are also bad, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I see. Oh, my goodness.
And then so then they're like, oh, then they send one good lead. Then I say, oh, no, this lead is good. Da, 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 da. We're charging you for your leads.
Oh no!
Like,
and when they were supposed to be replacing it with a better lead, and then they never did.
Exactly, oh, exactly. So they're like double, triple charging me.
What I would do is I don't know what payment method you use with the straight marketing, but you should let your bank know to block them on any future payments just in case it is some kind of a pay-per-click thing and they try to, you know, take more money out of it. Did they say it's a month-to-month thing, or did they say it's a one-time charge, or what did they say regarding the $1,700?
Well, the $1,700, it was like a $1,489 plus $199 for the first month service.
Okay. So then the $1,489 is what, ongoing, or the $199 is ongoing?
$199 is ongoing.
Interesting. So, boy, they have a really large startup cost itself. So I'm thinking that $1,489, they probably put some Google paid ads in initially to get the traction where, you know, like you get a couple calls, you get some, you know, excited about it, and then they probably will call you and hit you up that, hey, you know how you got these calls? It was through the Google paid ads or something like that. I don't know. I would just maybe, you know, block them in the meantime just to be safe, because whatever they're charging you, that $199 portion, they can't do anything with that Google page because they don't have access to it. And that's the problem with those companies, is they can call us and they can say, hey, you know, we're working with, you know, we're working with Rob's Gutter Service, and we'd like to get access. But when we see in the notes that they don't even contact us, that makes my skin crawl, because why are they collecting, you know, $14.99 from you, and then they don't even contact us to get access to it? You know, that's horrible. So,
right.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get you up to speed, and now I have you in a more affordable program. And moving forward, you just start using your first pet's name, JJ, as a security question and answer, and then don't deal with anyone else. If anyone else calls you, you just tell them they have to talk to Tina, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then so for the new card, is it also the Virginia Avenue for the billing address?
No.
Okay, what's the new billing address?
You know what? I'm not sure if it is or not.
Well, we'll leave it, and if it doesn't work, I can put in what the alternate would be. What do you think the alternate would be if this one doesn't work?
6732 Astor Street, Springfield. Same
Astor
zip code.
Astor Street?
Astor, A-S-T-E-R.
Oh, A-S-T-E-R. Okay, and then Springfield and the same zip. Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then the card number when you're ready.
This is 4473.
Okay.
0566.
Got it.
0953.
Okay.
5119.
Okay, expiration?
227.
And the code?
672.
672. Okay. So do me a favor, when you get your internet up and running again, if you want to call me and go through the dashboard or anything like that, feel free to do so. I'd love to show you these results, because it sounds to me like maybe you haven't been on there and you haven't seen this, because when I started, yeah, because I mean, you just kind of trusted them when they told you whatever they told you. And, you know, and when I started giving you the addresses and the names of the leads that I could see, then you're like, oh my gosh, I actually did get that one. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I'll send you, the login credentials again to your dashboard, just so that you'll have it. Oh, and by the way, it was the Virginia Avenue. So you did get them. That was the right billing address for this new card. So you're good there. And
okay,
then, yes,
okay.
when I email you the credentials to your dashboard, it will automatically text you. So if
I don't even know how to get to my dashboard.
Oh, it'll have a link. It'll say my.localsplash.com, and then it'll show you that your username is your 10-digit phone number, and it'll initiate a temporary password for you. So once you get in, you can, you know, change it to whatever password you like, or you may say the temporary password is easy, so I'll just keep it at that. So whatever you choose to do, okay?
Yeah, because I am not IT, internet, or computer. I'm like retarded. So I'm not kidding. I am not kidding.
I'm laughing because I work in a building full of technicians, and sometimes I think they're speaking Greek when they start talking in their technical terms, you know?
Yeah. No, so I think I might have seen my dashboard one time.
Oh, okay.
Since I started up with you guys over six, seven months ago.
Well, now you have my direct line, too. It's on the bottom of that email that I sent you, but it's also coming in the text message that has your login. So you don't have to drop everything, you know, but when you do get your internet up and running, if you're curious and you want me to walk you through the dashboard, just feel free to call me, okay? My name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good evening, Robert.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.